Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and I'm glad you've joined us for today's broadcast. I trust also you will be blessed by the message.
Communication proceed out of your mouth, but that which is good to the use of edifying, that it may minister grace unto the hearer. What comes out of your mouth, let it minister grace. Stop complaining. Stop murmuring. Stop groveling. Stop all that foolishness. Only let good communication come out of your mouth. Number five. You that may not have a prayer language, I want you to pray that God will impart to you a prayer language. Because it's the utterance of the language of the Holy Spirit that really locks us into the frequency of the Spirit. I'm not saying that others aren't locked into it, but if you don't, if you've never received that, that's for you. That's for your edification. Amen. Number six, get ready to enter fully and deeply. How do we do it? By increasing our level of consecration. In other words, this week in particular, you know, don't get so deep we can't find you. You know, some folks just go, where's so-and-so? I don't know. Now, don't get that deep. But this week in particular, being it's a 25th anniversary celebration, consecrate yourself. Be yourself, but set your heart apart for God. Yes. Lord, I'm looking for you to do something special, yes. Something wonderful, yes. Something that's life transforming for me. Yes. Amen. You know, let the Holy Spirit speak to you what that consecration looks like to you. Amen. Like I said, don't get so deep, because see, deep folk become religious, and then you get bound up, and then wrong spirits get on you. And your thinking gets all funny. No, stay free. Stay who you are, but set your heart apart. Attend all the services that you possibly can. Be there on the edge of your seat. Hello. Expecting God to bless you. Expecting that this is my time, Lord. Expecting transactions from heaven. Amen. Deeply and fully. Ezekiel 47 saw the temple and the water flowing from the temple, and the angel measured, and it was water ankle deep. Don't stay in the ankle deep. Amen. He measured a little more. It was knee deep. Yes. He didn't stay there. Amen. Come on. This week is transformation. You see, you in control of the ankle deep. Uh-huh. You know, you can get out of the knee deep real easy. We went in, it was waist deep. You can still get out of that because you're still in control. But then he measured, and it was water you had to swim in. In other words, it was water over his head. This week, it's time to get in over your head. Come on, I tell you, it's time to get in over your head. Papa Jonathan had a vision, or he visited this place, and he went to a river. It was the river of life. And he said he saw people going in that river. He said the river was so clear you could see the bottom of it and all the different diamonds, emeralds, all the things that were glowing from it. He said in that river were title deeds. There were vans. There were buses. There were all kinds of things in that river. And there were people that were going in and driving out a van, or going in, getting the title deed, going in. They weren't going in trying to grab everything. They were going in and getting what was theirs and was taking it up out of it. But he said the river, the substance of the river was the same as the air. It wasn't like you had to go in there and hold your breath. You go down there, it was the same as the air. You have to understand about the Holy Ghost. It's not when he takes you out there, it's the same substance. It's not like You know, you got to do some crazy stuff. God will speak to you in very practical ways. As a matter of fact, some of our relationship is going so changed with God that you're going to find out that God has been in your thoughts. You've just been resisting him. He's not someone way out there you're trying to get to. No, he's going to be right there in your thoughts. But this week, because of transformation, he's going to move the blockage. And you're going to realize that he was there all the time. He was talking to you. He was that first voice you heard. He was that one that was wooing you along and you were resisting it. Transformation this week, it belongs to you. It's your portion. The portal is open. Be consistent in your zeal. Whatever little road bumps you may hit, stay consistent. Be steadfast in your hope. Amen. You know, our enemy is good at doing little stuff. You don't stumble over boulders. You see a big old boulder, you just dance around the boulder. Well, you stumble over little pebbles. You know, you stumble over stuff like that, or your shoestring. So understand, he'll toss little things out to try to vex your spirit, try to get you off track. Know that. But hold steadfast to your hope in the midst of it. Lord, today, just hypothetically, Lord, today was a rough day, but I'm holding on to my hope. I'm not letting it go. I didn't get the news I wanted today, Lord, but I'm holding on because you are the God over all. You're the God over tomorrow. You can change this thing around tomorrow if you want. So I'm holding on to hope. Tell somebody, hold on to hope. Don't let it go. God's going to change some things around. Number 7, I'm going to show you the indication. This is your gauge. This is how you measure whether you are entering or not. I've, for the most part that I can see, and I think my wife would attest, right? Before I say anything, just say right.
You got it. Yeah.
She knew I ain't gonna lie, but no. You may be a peace-loving person and may have always had an even kind of temper or even, you know what I mean? Just cool. But the indication that you're entering this portal, that is going to be magnified. It's going to be supernatural, not the natural disposition. You know, some people are naturally easygoing. You know, they're not going to fuss with you. They ain't looking for no fight. You know, they're easy going. I'm not talking about that. This is the super coming on the natural. This is the extra coming on the ordinary. I'm telling you. And the buck wild ones, you know, they're just all the time. They're going to be like legion, clothed in their right mind. Legion wanted to follow Jesus. Said, no, you can't hang with us. Go show yourself to your folk. Amen. That's where your testimony gonna be. Amen. But here, I want you to see how we identify that we are entering the portal. We are crossing, or we are in the pathway and connected to that dimension. The first thing, the first indication, fear is going to be utterly defeated. No, somebody say it with me. No fear here. Say it like you mean it.
No fear.
Say it again. Say it again.
No fear.
Say it again.
No fear here.
Not only is there not going to be fear, but one thing that has plagued many for a long time, your fear of finance. Not having enough. I'm telling you, this is the indication. Listen to me. This is the indication that you are entering. Your fear of not having enough. Some people fear layoff. Some people fear this, that, or the other because of the economy, because of the situation in the world. That fear of financially not having enough will stop, even if naturally you don't see enough or ain't enough in your head. The fear of it is going to die. I'm telling you, you have positioned yourself in the mouth of the portal because the fear is gone. Tell somebody again, no fear here. All right? No fear here. Perfect love casts out fear. Not only will fear leave, and I trust that it's leaving even now, but what God's going to replace it with is a better hope for your future. Amen. Catch that now. I want you to catch it. People will start seeing a better hope for their future. You will start realizing that God's got something planned for me. And it's better than I thought. That God's intentions toward me are kind. I'm not going down. I'm going up. I'm not checking out. I'm checking in. Amen. I'm not going to be the last. I'm going to be the head. In other words, you start to see a better hope for your future. Not only is fear eradicated and cut off, I'm telling you, this is the first glow of the portal light coming upon you. You start to realize, no, my future is bright. I'm not getting older. I'm getting better. I'm entering into the glory years. I'm entering into the best days of my life. Why? There's a better hope. It doesn't matter how old or how young, rich or poor, black or white. It don't matter. We're kingdom. All of this rises above our culture. Whatever the culture you were brought up in, this is a kingdom culture. You are a child of God. You are an heir, a covenant partner with God. You are born again. You are covenanted with God. God has promised you this. Your fear of financial needs will leave. When I realized that God was first positioning me in front of this portal, a lot of concerns that I've had about this left me. Literally left. I still see it. I believe it with all my heart. I trust it's in God's hands. God is working things out even as we meet in services. But the little nagging questions and uncertainties, and you know how tries to knock on your door and people want to win and all. None of that stuff bothers me. It don't enter my mind at all. So I know I'm positioned there for the better hope.
Thank you for listening. To order today's message or for more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036 or toll-free at 1-877-TR-BANKS. Our service times are Sundays, 8:30 a.m. and 11 o'clock a.m. Join us in our midweek service, Wednesdays at 7:30 p.m. All services are live-streamed.